She is back with new music after 25 years since that album of hers took over the world. I'm going to tell you who I'm talking about coming up in just a second. First, Van Halen is trending on Twitter this morning, and it's all because of Billie Eilish. And speaking of taking over the world, you know Billie Eilish. She has been taking over the world. You've heard her song, Bad Guy. Just one best new artist. Well, yeah. Billie was on Jimmy Kimmel's show, and she was asked if she could name a Van Halen. Listen to this.
You know who Madonna is?
I do know who Madonna is.
You know, can you name a Van Halen?
Who?
I'm going to start crying.
So this clip has made its way online, and cue people freaking out that she doesn't know who Van Halen is. Now, keep in mind, Billie Eilish is only 17 years old, but a lot of people were shocked and appalled that she's never heard of them.
I mean, the Van Halen was big, what, in the 80s? And she was born in...
She was born in, like, 2001.
Yeah. I mean, why should she know who Van Halen is?
I don't know. This has become such a popular thing, though, for people to, like, jump on the younger generations for not knowing things that were happening before they were even born.
How dare you?
This sort of intergenerational battle is happening online right now. Now, there is one comment that has been retweeted tens of thousands of times, and it has some people seeing things from the other perspective. Somebody said, whoa, a 17-year-old girl doesn't know of a band whose peak was nearly 40 years ago. That's crazy. Thank you. And one of the Van Halens, actually the youngest one, his name's Wolfgang. He said, if you haven't heard of Billie Eilish, go check her out. She's very cool. If you haven't heard of Van Halen, go check them out. They're cool too. He said, music is supposed to bring us together, not divide us. Listen to what you want and don't shame others for not knowing what you like.
Wow.
I mean, yeah.
How mature of Van Halen.
Well, when you consider this has happened for generations, which is now that there's the internet, we're so aware of when it does happen.
Of course, yeah.
But she's 17 years old. She knows now, I will guarantee that.
Yeah, she should go listen to Jump. Good song.
All right, next year will mark the 25th anniversary of this. It's like rain on your wedding day. Is there any song that is more nostalgic than this song?
Man, the video, the car, there's four different versions of her.
Yeah, it's Alanis Morissette's album, Jagged Little Pill. That, of course, is a song ironic. I think I knew every song on that album, though. And she is celebrating 25 years in many ways. First of all, there's a Broadway musical called Jagged Little Pill opening this week in New York.
Cool.
Plus, she has announced a new album that's going to be dropping next year and an upcoming tour as well. Now, do you want to hear her first single from her new album?
Yeah. 100%.
Okay, it's called Reasons I Drink. Give me a break from this torture. Okay, so it's kind of like true to her sound with a little bit of evolution there.
It's going to be hard to live up to Jagged Little Pill.
I mean,
that was such a big album. But you still hear Alanis. She's got a very distinct voice, really easy to sing along with. Still sounds great.
Here's the thing, though. I don't know who she is anymore because there's only one Canadian date on the North American leg of her tour, July 11th in Toronto.
So far.
It's not her hometown.
What is her hometown?
Ottawa.
Oh.
I don't understand why she'd only... Like, she's ours.
Well, that's pretty sad.
It's Alanis Morissette. You're Canadian. Anyway, you said... Yeah, you're right that it is just for now. Hopefully she does add some Canadian dates because, I mean...
That's kind of shocking. Just one.
We raised her here.
Yeah.